Welcome back to the Sports Hype Podcast. And on today's show, we have Northeastern goalie and a future Florida Panther, Devon Levi. First of all, Devon, how are you today? How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
We're great. But first of all, before we start, tell our listeners just a little bit about you, kind of where you're from and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so my name is Devon Levi. I'm from Montreal, Canada. I grew up there and I was born there. It's been a dream of mine to play for Team Canada since I was a little kid, and I got to live out that dream a few weeks ago, so it was a good time.
Yeah, I saw that you did play for them. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, it's everything I've dreamed of, the program, Hockey Canada, and the whole IIHF. Like, they really treat you like pros. I honestly felt like I was an NHL player for 2 weeks. They give you everything you need. It's really serious, and everyone wants to win, obviously. So it was very competitive, and it was a good time meeting all the guys and being able to compete at the highest level in the world at my age. So it was pretty cool.
Did you know some of your teammates before, like you played them in your league in there over there in Canada?
Yeah, so I've never actually met any of my teammates on Team Canada. So most of them took the major junior route, which is the Q, the O, or the Dub, which are junior leagues in Canada. I came to play for Northeastern college hockey. So our paths sort of separated. So I never had the chance to play any of them. I do know Alex Newhook and Holloway. They play college hockey, and they were my teammates also, but I still haven't played them. I still haven't had my college debut, but they were also two other guys from the college path on our team.
So if you're like from Canada and you play, you're on Team Canada and stuff. So to get to the NHL, so college isn't like too necessary, or it would help, but you know, like, is college really necessary?
I know what you're saying. So yeah, so my path that I'm taking is to play college, and hopefully after a few years of college, be able to sign a contract to go play either in the minors, which is the AHL, or the NHL, and whichever team I play for, whether it's their farm team or their actual team, is good with me, because you know, patience is a big thing in your hockey career, and just being ready when you get the chance. So I'm gonna play a few years college probably, and hopefully sign a deal pro if everything works out.
So you played for Team Canada. Of course, Canada's a huge hockey country, and Northeastern's a big hockey school. Do you feel any pressure playing for such big-time programs like that?
It's a good question. So, honestly, it does look like there's a lot of people watching, and there's a lot of people that have high expectations for you to perform. But how I saw it was, I had the whole country behind me, and they were all rooting for me. They were all rooting for our team. So we sort of saw it as like a support system rather as pressure. And we just wanted to go play for Canada and play for the fans. And I mean, same thing at Northeastern. We have our coaches behind us, our teammates, and the whole school behind us rooting for us. So playing with that support system is a helpful way to look at it.
Did you have any fans for the games when you're playing for Team Canada?
No, we didn't actually. So the stands were empty. But I think online, the viewers online reached like an all-time max for the tournament, apparently.
That's pretty cool to see. And I mean, goalie for hockey, I feel like it's one of the most important positions, if not the most important position, because you're the only person standing between the puck and the goal. What kind of skills do you have to have to be able to play goalie at such a high level?
Yeah, for sure. So I think the biggest thing is mental toughness, and really being able to take the pressure and play with the pressure, because it's the position, like you said, with the most pressure. You're the last line of defense on the team, and sometimes it's up to you. And a lot of the times the team's only as good as their goalie. So being able to just play and not think about that stuff, and being able to get scored on and bouncing back is probably the biggest thing of goaltending. Obviously, the technical part of the game is important, and being able to make saves, but the mental part is what really helps you be able to make saves consistently.
Have you, since you got drafted, have you gone down to that area at all and like kind of seen like what the stadium's like and what's the town like, and is it like a big hockey city down there?
Yeah, so I actually grew up, a lot of my childhood did take place in Florida. My grandparents lived in Florida when I was young, so we used to fly out there, and my family has a place right now in Florida, so we go there every December break. So I've been around the area, and a few years ago, I actually, for a few years in Florida, I trained with their goalie coach, Rob Tallis. He's the Florida Panthers goalie coach. It was pretty cool that they drafted me, because I got to work with them in the past, and I got to play at their practice arena, and I always went to watch games with my family. So it's pretty cool how things turned out.
So you know their goalie coach there?
Yeah, I do.
This is kind of a little off topic here, but how long have you been playing hockey?
I've been playing hockey since I was 4 or 5 years old, so probably 15 years now.
Have you always been a goalie?
No, actually, I changed to goaltender when I was probably 9 or 10 years old. I started off as a player, played a few years up front as a forward, and learned how to skate and learned how to, you know, get the edges and stuff, get that part of the game tackled down, and changed to goalie. So I think it helped that I knew how to skate by the time I was in Nets.
And what do you think the best part of your game is for when you're in goal?
I think my ability to read plays and just see what's going on in front of me, and reading players, seeing what's going to happen before it happens. I think that's a big part of goaltending. And there's a lot of guys that have the technical capability of stopping a puck, but a lot of times the being smart and being able to read plays, having a high hockey IQ, is what separates good players from great players. And obviously it's I'm still working on it, but I'd like to think that I'm pretty smart goalie out there.
So like from Canada, the NHL is it still like the top goal, or is there anything like bigger than that up north, or do you just pretty much want to come down to the States and play in the NHL? Or I guess there's some teams in Canada, but still.
Yeah, no, the NHL is definitely the end goal. There's no end really. It's you're always trying to get better, but playing in the NHL is my dream. Whether it's in Canada, whether it's in the States, right now I'm drafted to Florida. Hopefully that stays, but things happen and trades go through, but it would be a dream come true to be able to play in the NHL in Florida for sure.
So during the draft this past year, it was all online. So were you up in Canada when you got drafted, or were you down at Northeastern with your teammates?
I was at Northeastern with my teammates, and I was on Zoom with my parents, so I shared the moment with them. But yeah, I was here at the rink watching the draft.
Did any of your other teammates get drafted too?
Yep, three of us in total. Two other guys got drafted, Sam Colangelo and Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine.
Where are they going?
So Sam's going to Anaheim. And Gunner is going to Nashville.
Have you gotten any of your hockey gear from Florida, like your jersey or?
Yeah, so they sent a jersey, draft hat, a bunch of apparel like shirts, shorts. They sent it all home though. They offered to send it to me here, but you know, I didn't want to rep Florida Panther stuff going to the rink with my guys and showing off. So I just sent it home for my family to have. Rather wear some Northeastern stuff here instead.
Yeah, Northeastern's got some cool jerseys. I mean, I got this one on right now. They have the red one, which I really like. So they definitely got some cool stuff there.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And what was it like hearing your name on draft night?
Oh, it was a dream come true. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on that day, and sliding a bit in the draft, I went in the seventh round. So it was just great to hear my name. It was a big relief. And yeah, it was a dream come true.
And so you got drafted, but now you're playing at Northeastern right now. How does that work? Because are you still drafted to that team, or after you're done with your time at Northeastern, are you back in a draft?
So yeah, so I'm drafted by the Florida Panthers, and they have my rights for 3 years. And then they could either leave me as a free agent or re-sign me. Or well, I haven't signed yet, but they could sign me after the 3 years. So right now I'm Florida's property. And if I were to sign with them, I would go play for them right away. But if I sign, I wouldn't be able to come back play college. So when I do sign, I'm going to make sure that, or if I do sign, I'm going to make sure that I'm ready to play at that level. And if I feel like I'm not, then I'm going to stay and play college a bit longer. And I mean, it's really up to the team at that point. They really decide when they want to sign you. And if they think you're ready, then usually you trust that you are ready and you go. But we'll see what happens. It's still a bit in the future. So I'll let them take care of that for now.
So in hockey, do you have to like declare for the draft from college and say like in other sports you do? So you're like, yeah, I'm going to the draft. Or like, can teams just snag you right from college and take you and draft you?
Yeah, so you can get drafted out of college. I mean, like, there's no really like declaring or not declaring. Like, you could get drafted, but I mean, I guess like you say that you're gone, or like everyone really could get drafted. So.
So Northeastern's up in Massachusetts, and of course Boston College is up around that area. Are they your biggest rival?
They're one of them, yeah, for sure. We have a lot of rivals, and Boston College is definitely a team to beat right now. I think they're ranked number one in the nation, and a lot of their players, or a few of their players, played on Team USA, and that's the team we lost to in the World Junior Challenge. So playing them will definitely be fun, and hopefully get some revenge.
Wasn't one of your teammates on Team USA?
Yeah, Sam Colangelo. He was, yes.
So you got to play against him?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So he has bragging rights right now?
He does, unfortunately.
So bringing back to the goalie point of your game, do you have any players you idol or model your game after?
Yeah, Carey Price. I've looked up to him since I was a kid. I try to play like him. UC Saros is also a guy I like watching. There's a bunch of guys in the NHL I like watching, and there's a reason why they're in the NHL. They just do everything so well. So just picking up a few things from them is definitely helpful.
What's it like? Because do you watch NHL games?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like seeing like that level of players and seeing those players that you soon will be playing against? Do you get like nervous or anxious or happy seeing players that you're going to be able to save goals against one day?
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream. To, I mean, I've been watching like NHL hockey since I was a kid, and I've always pictured myself playing in one of those games, and I've dreamt about it. And if that does come to reality, that'd be really exciting, and I'm looking forward to that moment.
And then, do you have any advice for someone trying to get to your level?
Yeah, so what I would say is, it's almost a cliche, but hard work pays off, and it really does. And I'll sort of explain why. There's a lot of kids that don't love hockey and aren't willing to put in the work, and they might be good as a kid, but it's hard to develop when you don't love it and when you're not working hard. And what hard work does for you is it gives you like a foundation to trust when you're playing. So when you're playing a big game and when there's a lot of pressure on you, you could trust that you put in the work and that you did everything you could to be able to perform in the moment. And that sort of takes off some pressure. And that's why hard work is so important. It really goes a long way. So that's what I would tell some younger kids.
Just curious, did you have a favorite NHL team like growing up and you like kind of wished you were drafted for, or did you really like not know too many teams or what?
So like I knew every team for sure. And Florida, I wanted to get drafted by Florida for sure, just because I had a close connection with them my whole life, and my family goes there a lot, so I was very happy with Florida. Montreal was the team that I watched my whole life because I am from Montreal, so that would have been cool, but Florida was honestly my number one pick.
So was that your favorite hockey moment so far, or do you have another one?
I mean, the past few months have been very good hockey moments, getting drafted and playing in the World Junior Challenge, the tournament's best tournament you could play in. So those were probably the two highlights.
And then this is one of our favorite questions to ask because we get all different answers. What's your favorite Gatorade flavor?
It's a good question. I'd say blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
No, yeah, how about you? I'll go probably Glacier Freeze, the light blue one.
I changed my answer to that.
Yeah, I know. I think I had that one today. But just to like stop it off, so like I don't really know this for sure, but like, was hockey affected too much from the whole pandemic over? I mean, because it's kind of is a contact sport, but at the same time, you're wearing helmets and you're in a bunch of padded gear. So did that get affected too much by the pandemic?
Yeah, it was affected a lot. Hockey got shut down last year. Playoff, all the teams around the world were in playoffs in March, and it got canceled for everyone. The NHL playoffs did get to play because they're the NHL and things happened for them. But everywhere else, hockey's been shut down. We're lucky that we're playing right now, honestly. A lot of leagues and every league in Canada is shut down right now because of COVID. So we're lucky that we're playing and we're practicing with masks on, and we fortunately don't have to play with masks on. But yeah, hockey was definitely hit hard by COVID, but hopefully it just keeps improving.
But yeah, so I guess my next question would probably be, it was on the tip of my tongue. Crap. All right. So what, like, going down to Florida is, like, I might have asked this before, but, like, I know a lot of towns are, like, really, like, known for hockey. I know Detroit and Michigan is pretty, like, known, you know, the Red Wings and stuff. Is Florida, like, really, really loyal to their hockey team? Or have you even, like, met any of the fan base?
Yeah, so Florida is not really known for their fan base. They don't get a crazy amount of fans. They still do get good viewership. They're working on making hockey a bit bigger in Florida. I wouldn't say it's small. It's obviously still pretty big, but there's some teams in the NHL that have a ridiculous fan base and get sold out every night. So Florida's on their way up there.
Which team did you say has the craziest fan base?
I mean, Montreal is ridiculous. Every game's sold out. It's electric, the building. That's the building that I probably got to watch most games in, and the building's ridiculous. Toronto also.
And then you said you're going to be at Northeastern for a few years here. Do you have any goals set for being here at being there at Northeastern?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a goal of mine is just to get better every day and to improve and hopefully become a better goalie than I was the day before. But as a team, our biggest goal is to win, and I would love to have a championship under my belt with Northeastern, winning Hockey East, and that would be unbelievable, and hopefully winning everything, hopefully winning the whole NCAA. So those are two goals of ours, and we're working to achieve them. So yeah.
All right. Well, both of us really, really wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for coming on our show. As we say to all our guests, we really, really appreciate it. And of course, we wish you luck. And if you know anyone else who'd like to make a visit to the Sports Hive, let us know. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for coming on our show and have a great day.
Thank you. No problem. You too. See you guys.
See you.